The Lions and the Hiding Places. Proverbs chapter 28 asks a searching question. Who is hiding and why? The chapter opens with the wicked fleeing from an imaginary pursuer. Later, when wicked rulers rise, ordinary people hide themselves, verses 12 and 28. Guilt invents enemies. Tyranny creates real refugees. Private sin and public injustice share the same architecture. Both fill the world with fear and concealment. These sayings belong to the collection copied by King Hezekiah's scribes, Proverbs chapter 25, verse 1. They are therefore not merely advice for private devotion, they are wisdom for a nation. A ruler's character enters the streets, markets, farms, and homes of his people. When leaders are corrupt, people disappear, sometimes politically, sometimes economically, sometimes inwardly. Two kinds of lions. The lion appears twice. The righteous are as bold as a lion, verse 1. But a wicked ruler is also like a roaring lion attacking helpless people, verse 15. In the ancient Near East, lions represented royal strength and appeared often in imperial art. Yet Proverbs overturns that symbolism. The ruler may be the beast, while an unknown righteous person possesses true royal courage. This boldness is not loudness, aggression, or self-confidence. Verse 14 unexpectedly sees that the one who always fears is blessed. Holy courage and holy fear are not opposites. The person who fears God need not flee from truth. The person who fears exposure must keep running even when no one pursues. The mercy of being found. Verse 13 gives the chapter's turning point. Concealed sin prevents flourishing, while confessed and forsaken sin meets mercy. The Hebrew verb translated confesses, yada, can also carry the sense of acknowledging, praising, or giving thanks. Confession is more than describing our feelings. It is stepping into God's light and agreeing with his verdict. Sin hidden becomes a private ruler. Sin confessed loses the protection of secrecy. This does not mean exposing ourselves carelessly before everyone. It means becoming truthful before God and before those whom our sin has wounded. Christ does not heal us by helping us hide. He heals us by bearing our guilt openly at the cross and bringing us safely into the light. The chapter also warns that those who refuse to hear God's instruction make even their prayers detestable, verse 9. In Hebrew thought, hearing includes obeying. Prayer cannot be used as an appeal against God's already revealed will. We cannot close our ears to Scripture, close our eyes to the poor, and then expect heaven to endorse our spirituality. Today ask, what am I concealing? Whose suffering have I trained myself not to see? Does my life give vulnerable people room to appear or reasons to hide? Suggested cross-references, Psalm chapter 32, verses 3 through 5, Amos chapter 5, verses 10 through 15, Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 14, James chapter 5, verse 16, 1 John chapter 1, verses 7 through 9. Suggested him, God be merciful to me. Yilash. Prayer. Merciful Lord, search the hiding places within me. Give me a tender heart that fears you and a lion's courage to face the truth. Teach me to confess, to listen, to repair what I have harmed, and to see those whom power has made invisible. Through Christ, bring me fully into your light. Amen.